Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, and we are talking with the boys track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Ben Demuth, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks always for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So as we take a look at your team through now really at the halfway point of the high school track season, definitely some things have stood out about your team here through the first half of the season. One of them being definitely the distance/mid-distance group. It's been a deep one, which was something we talked about coming into the season. When you look at that mid-distance group and some of the improvements they've made, just what have you seen from that distance/mid-distance group here through the first half of the year?
Yeah, it's been a... You know, like we said at the beginning of the year, we kind of figured it'd be one of our stronger sides to our track team and so forth. And they've really stepped up. We got a lot of different guys night in and night out that we've been able to run anywhere from an 800 to a mile, just trying to get guys into shape towards running 2 mile distance for track and so forth. But I've been pleased with their progression and development as the season's gone on. Our 4x8 team has done a nice job for us this year. You know, we still are trying to work on getting our times down, of course, like everybody else. And they're not quite where they want to be yet. So it's exciting to see those guys at practice, because we've been mixing our lineups a little bit. And there's about six different guys that want to run those 800s and so forth, which is really kind of a fun thing to see with them, because they're like, oh, I want on that team. And so competition's been a good thing for that group of runners for us this year.
In looking at some of the other groups, I know we talked about early that the sprint group was definitely going to be one where there may be some older guys there, but varsity-wise, it's still a little bit on the inexperienced side. But you definitely seen some growth in that sprint department. Leland Spencer has really had a nice season where he stepped up. He's gone 11.55 in the 100. He's gone 23.91 in the 200. Josh Miller, he's having himself a nice senior season, not only on the track, but in field events as well. And when you look at that sprinter group and how they progressed through the season, what are some things that you've seen that have stood out to you about that sprint group?
Yeah, I've been really pleased with Leland's growth as a sprinter. He's put in some time the last 2 years as a freshman and sophomore, and I told him, you know, he could be one of our lead dogs, if you will, in that group, and he's definitely taken that challenge on. He reminds me a little bit of some of our past guys, like Blake Morgan and Caden Schultz, in that determination of trying to get their times down, and that's what he wants to do. You know, he's really focused on that 100-meter dash. He wants to continue to drop time on that for us, and that's kind of where his focus has been, his mindset. He's got some big goals for himself that he wants to achieve this year and next year as a senior. And, you know, I just really like watching him run. He's just smooth and fluid out of the blocks, and he does a nice job for us with that. And Josh is really kind of, he's been a surprise for me. You know, I know that he has some speed to him and whatnot. We've relied on him a little bit the last year and whatnot, but he's been so versatile with it. We've been able to use him anywhere from 100 to a 400 in the sprint events for us. And he actually told me just the other day, he goes, I need to run more 400s. You need to put me in more in the 4x4 and some 400s and in the relays and even an open four here and there. And, you know, if you had told me at the beginning of the year that Josh would be wanting to run some 400s, I would have thought somebody was crazy. and he's jumping real well, long jump. We have not had a lot of time to work with it. He's had a couple practices with Coach Beecher, and she's been able to refine his steps a little bit, and we need to get some more time in the pit with him, and I think he can clearly jump over 20 feet, and, you know, we've focused on that a little bit the last couple of meets so that he could try and get that nailed down for us, and then his high jump, you know, he's going to jump again for us this week, all week at our meets, so I'm excited to see what he can do and whatnot with that, so... He's been a nice, versatile, all-around athlete.
And take a look at the schedule coming up. You got the Hackbarth Relays coming up on Tuesday up at Algona. Then you follow that up with the Pocahontas Area Boys Meet coming, or I beg your pardon, that's on Thursday of this week. But on Friday, you've got the Pocahontas Boys Meet coming up, as well as the Webster City Meet on Tuesday, as well. So a busy week for your squad. And then a couple more meets next week before the conference meet comes around on May the 8th. And when you look at the schedule coming up, obviously things starting to ramp up from a competition standpoint with conference right around the corner, and going up against maybe some bigger competition as well over the next couple of weeks. What's the number one goal that you have for your squad here as we get right down to some of the home stretch of the season?
Yeah, we've mixed our lineup quite a bit this year, trying to find pieces. We told the guys to expect the unexpected. If you're going to run some events you're not really used to running or what you think you can run, and I think it's really started to pay off for us. We're starting to pencil some guys into some specific spots and where we think they can best suit us. We know, you know, we've run against Humboldt, we've run against Algona. We're going to see those guys a couple more times. Forest City as well, and those are the cream of the crop for our area in terms of programs. And we're not there at their level, but we can compete, you know, and that's the message we've had for them just the other night is, you know, when you step to that line, it's go time. You just compete against whoever you're lined up with, and I think it'll pay off a little bit for us as we get into conference and, you know, wherever we end up for our district assignment for the state qualifying meet. You know, we definitely see some really good guys, and night in, night out, I think, you know, the old saying of iron sharpening iron really applies there, and I'm excited to see how we can finish off this season. You know, we're always racing ourselves and the clock and trying to better ourselves than our last time out, and the guys have really bought into that, so I've been pleased with their efforts.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week at the Lynx Relays tomorrow, the Hackbarth Relays on Thursday, and the Pocahontas Meet on Friday.
Thank you, Clint. I appreciate your time again.
Yep, that was Ben Demuth, the head boys track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles here on our Coach Speak program. We are back to wrap things up with Roland Story, Coach Brian Peterson, after the break on 95.7 FM.